Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We are talking to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, you had a question for Ann Blake Tracy. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Joyce. My question is about what I would call a vicious triangle, just like a vicious circle, and that is, what are the chances that the authorities want people to become increasingly dependent on antidepressants so that irrational behavior can encourage legislation that results in more repression and manipulation of the general population and leads in turn to irrational behavior on the part of the administrators? That's my whole question, and I thank you for giving me the chance
All
to
right.
call in.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Mike. Your answer to that, Ann?
Wouldn't surprise me. I actually called the NRA back in 1992 and said, you need to help me educate people about these drugs or they will be the means by which violence is created to the point that they will take America's guns.
Whoa. Oh, you did. And what was the NRA's response?
They didn't ever do anything.
No comment. Okay, let's go to Carolyn Washington. Carolyn Washington, you're on the air with Ann Blake Tracy. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. I have a friend that's been on these some kind of antidepressant for years. I don't know what it is. He claims it helps him. Are there different levels or potencies of this stuff that it might not be hurting him? And do you think this is a psychological help?
No, it doesn't help at all. The only reason he probably thinks it's helping him is he's probably skipped a pill or tried to come off before and run into the horrible withdrawal, and taking another pill stops that. And all that is stopping the withdrawal. They don't realize, they're thinking that it's their symptoms returning,
yeah,
and they're worse than they thought that they were, and the pill stops it. They're being given to people that don't understand about taking drugs and about drug withdrawal, so they're blaming themselves.
So what are the chances of him becoming violent?
With anybody, there's chances.
There's no percentage?
No.
You don't know of a percentage of people, Ann, that become violent on these drugs?
No, it all depends on what happens. It depends on what substances he is ingesting. It depends on his sleep patterns. There's just so many things that enter into it.
Yeah, and the FDA
has
got...
If you understand enough about the drugs, you can kind of see a few things that would tell you that something's happening. Like the woman that worked for the Effexor company, her husband began to falsely accuse her of having an affair. And so he actually took over the mic at church the Sunday before this happened and accused her in front of the congregation for having an affair with her best friend's husband, which was totally off the wall.
Now, the adverse reaction reports, though, the FDA is doing. You would think they would be sharing those and there'd be a way to get a handle on these. Are they disclosing the categories of adverse reactions?
Not really. They cloud them as much as they can. For instance, I'm working on a case right now, a murder case, and pulled up a bunch of cases that the attorney needed. Although Dr. Bragan went and checked the FDA, he used an FOA, Freedom of Information request, and got how many murders that they had for that particular antidepressant. He only got a list of 22. When I went through our database, there were, I think it was over 30.
Wow.
And quite a few serious, very serious murder attempts.
Okay, we are out of time.
Like one is the New York City subway bombing.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Unfortunately, Ann Blake Tracy has been our guest. Drugawareness.org, SSRIstories.net. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Thank you, Ann Blake Tracy. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to be talking to a very high-profile attorney today, George Parnum. He originally studied for the priesthood. He went to school in Loyola University, New Orleans, Louisiana, received his doctorate of jurisprudence from the University of Texas Law School in 1970. He's board certified in the area of criminal law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. He served as First Lieutenant, United States Army, actively involved in several charitable organizations in the Houston area. And, of course, the subject today is going to be the Yates tragedy, the Yates children tragedy. We're going to be talking with him about that today. And I appreciate his incredible background coming on the Power Hour to help us understand why it is that he's involved in the defense of the underdog and also the defense of those that are mentally ill. Thank you so very much, George Parnum, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This case is one that people still don't understand, and we really haven't gotten all of the story because there was more to take place after, I know you had appeared on our program. She was sentenced, she was found guilty in the death of her five children. And if you don't mind, before we get into what happened in the case, can you give us a background and just kind of, for those that don't remember or didn't recall, tell us what happened in this Yates case, if you don't mind, Mr. Parnum.
Sure. The day of June the 20th, 2001, Andrea Yates filled the bathtub up at 942 Beachcomber, their residence,
where she and Rusty and her five children, Noah, John, Paul, Luke, and Mary. Noah was 7, and Mary was 6 months. And she drowned each child in the tub. She called 911. The officer arrived at the scene, and Andrea very stoically, no tears, no hysteria, opened the door and told the officers that she had drowned her children. The officer did not believe that. Wanted to know what kind of a crackpot mother would make such a fictitious call in a busy city of Houston with many other accidents and incidences of crime, diverting the attention of the officer from those that need to be addressed. Officer Knapp went down the hallway, uncovered the sheet off the master bed, and saw what he called were 4 sleeping children. Checked their vital signs and realized that Andrea was telling him the truth.
Wow.
She had taken the body of Mary, the youngest child, and had wrapped John's arm around Mary as if older brother taking care of little sister.
Mm.
He then questioned her a great deal about what had happened. Officer Stumpo arrived at the scene next and did the same thing that Knapp did. But as he comes back to the den where Andrea was seated with Officer Knapp standing, he glances into the bathroom and sees the body of Noah still face down in the tub. And she is then obviously arrested. The media is almost immediately all over the case. She is taken down to the county jail, where she is given medication, and I see her the very next day, and end up developing a series of medical histories about Andrea's mental illness. Hospitalized 4 times, in and out of hospitals, 2 suicide attempts, a severe case of postpartum psychosis, accompanied the birth of Mary, her last child. And that was actually it.
How long had she been on these drugs? Because I know, of course, we had Ann Blake Tracy on this past hour. We've had Dr. Bregan on. We talk a lot about the SSRI drugs, antidepressant drugs. How long was her history of these drugs in comparison to how long she had had children?
Yeah, she wasn't on any antidepressants. Although back in high school, we were able to uncover some rather bizarre activity on her part related to her close friends. They ended up testifying that even back in high school, Andrea would isolate herself totally for long periods of time from any contact with her close friends. She started taking a medication after the birth of John, after the drownings of her children. Strike that, before the drownings of her children, she had gone to see Eileen Starbranch, a psychiatrist in Houston, prior to that, she was interviewed for Star Branch's purposes by a Dr. Thompson, a psychologist, and she admitted for the first time to Dr. Thompson that after the birth of Noah, her first child, who again was seven when he died, after the birth of the first child, she saw black images compelling her to get a knife, but never sought treatment for that, and was able to withstand those urges, if you will. Took no medication. And again, it was only after the birth, I think, of her third child that she was placed on medication. Now, during the hospital treatment, she was placed on medication. Dr. Starbranch, back 1 year prior to the deaths of the children, placed Andrea on Haldol and a combination of antidepressants. She had been diagnosed by Dr. Starbranch as being psychotic. The medication seemed to level her out. And she was also advised, primarily through Rusty, her husband, not to have any more children, or the next time would be a disaster. She took birth control. It was testified to during the course of the case that she resisted Rusty's efforts to have another child because of what Dr. Starbranch had warned. And Rusty said, well, you know, we'll have as many kids as God will permit. So he convinced Andrea to not use birth control. She becomes pregnant, gives birth to Mary, and the rest is unfortunately history. On March the 31st, prior to the birth of Mary, she strike that after the birth of Mary, she is taken to Devereaux Hospital, and on an emergency issue, Rusty took her over. She was catatonic. That's how ill she was. Rusty gave a case history to the admitting physician, Dr. Ellen Albritton. And Dr. Albritton, based on what Rusty had told Dr. Albritton, diagnosed her as having a major depressive disorder, rule out psychosis. The major depressive disorder was with postpartum onset. In essence, she only got sick after she got, when she was pregnant, mentally sick. And then after she delivered, unfortunately, Dr. Albritton did not receive information from Rusty about what Dr. Starbranch had previously warned and the medication that she had been placed on, the Haldol. Albritton then, after she makes the diagnosis, she plugs that into the hospital computer that is connected to the insurance computer, and the insurance computer, without psychosis, says that, well, let's see, 11 to 13 days should be sufficient to take care of a woman who is suffering from postpartum depression, major depressive disorder. On the 11th day, Rusty goes to actually visit Andrea in the hospital, and she is seated in the lobby, having her bags packed.
Okay, we've got to minute break we've got to go to right now. We've got a 4 minute break. George Parnum is our guest today on the Power Hour. We're talking about the Andrea Yates case. We'll be back after this 4 minute break with George Parnum. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking with Mr. George Parnum today. He is a high-profile defense attorney. He is with Parnum & Williams. ParnumandWilliams.com is his website. He has given some opinions in some very high-profile cases. The Lee Boyd Malvo case, which was the accused D.C. sniper, Robert Durst, Kobe Bryant, and Scott Peterson. He also has been involved in a Yates Children Memorial Fund that you can see at Yates Children Memorial Fund. If you go to the Power for our guest section. And I encourage you, if you would like to support that. And what is the purpose, before we move on, what is the purpose of the Yates Children Memorial Fund, George?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Back in 02, and this will get to your answer in just a second, back in 02, I understood that what a tragedy had occurred, but what a tragedy would be if the children's lives meant nothing. So I thought about seeking a nonprofit that would sponsor a fund to promote the legacy of the children through, for instance, educating the public about postpartum issues so that future tragedies of this fashion could hopefully be prevented. And to this day, we have a committee consisting of approximately 15 to 16 individuals that are doctors, individuals that have a certain expertise in mental health, and we have volunteers that train individuals to basically screen moms that have given birth and will take, for instance, the baby to a WIC clinic, Women, Infant, and Children's Clinic. Mom may not have the insurance to take the child to a hospital. These screeners look for indicators of postpartum and educate new moms. And we've blanketed the county with brochures. You can find them in OBGYN offices, in hospitals, find them in pediatrician offices, hopefully to educate not only the public, new moms and dads, but the medical profession about the reality of this sometimes very devastating illness. Our position is it's all about the kids, and every child deserves to be raised by a mother as free from mental illness as possible, and that's what we hope we're going to be able to accomplish.
Well, that's
our ultimate goal.
I appreciate that very much, that you would go on with this issue. It wasn't just a case you handled, but you are concerned about the legacy of these children. I think that is so, so admirable of you. You know, we're coming up on a break, and so before we get into the case more, let me just ask you, I know you represented another really high-profile case, the Clara Harris case. If you guys remember, the listeners remember a dentist in Houston run over with a vehicle because of unfaithful situation. Was Clara Harris also on these drugs? Do you know, sir?
No, I don't think that Clara was on any type of medication. It was a situation that was just explosive in the circumstances that underline the fact that she got into her husband's car and ran him over two and a half to three times.
I was just curious. And Lee Boyd Malvo, having been military from the Gulf War, I was always curious whether or not he had been placed on those drugs. Did you have any knowledge of that?
No, I was I had spoken about that case on a number of occasions. I was unaware of any type of medication that he was on. I was not directly involved in his defense.
Okay. We've got to go to a break now. We'll be back with George Parnham. 3-minute break, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're talking to George Parham. He is a high profile. That means he's really good at what he does, ladies and gentlemen. He takes big cases. He is talking about the issue of the Yates case out of Texas, 2002, the drowning of five children. Let's go to the case itself, because she, what was her plea in court, George?
We originally, when we tried the case, her, she pled not guilty by reason of insanity, and she was tried in 2002.
Okay, and she was found guilty?
A jury rejected the insanity defense. She was tried. She was found guilty. She had been noticed that she was a target for the death penalty. The jury rejected the death penalty. And gave her life in the penitentiary. The case was reversed in 06 based upon the erroneous, factually erroneous testimony of the state psychiatrist concerning an episode that never existed. Law and order, he testified that he had, in fact, not only did the show air in the Houston area before Andrea drowned her kids, but it was about a woman who drowned a child in a bathtub, pled not guilty by reason of insanity, and was acquitted, and suggested that obviously this was a show that could have been a blueprint for Andrea doing what she did. The case was reversed because no such show ever existed, and he never consulted on such a show. Dick Wolf was instrumental, at least, in leading us in the right direction. And we were able to prove that that show never existed. Case got reversed in 06. Was probably in 05, retried in 06, and the state did not seek the death penalty. The verdict was not guilty by reason of insanity. The state had only tried her on two of the five children, thinking that it would, if they got a verdict adverse to their interest, that they would hold these other children back and try her on those, but did not do so and dismissed all charges related to the other three. She is now in Kerrville, where she lives and is sees her therapist and on a constant basis, and she has no razor wires, no arm guards. She's in a mental hospital setting.
Is she still on those drugs?
She is. I'm not that acquainted with the drugs that she is on, but I feel certain that she is on some type of an antidepressant.
How does she look today in comparison to when you had her in trial?
She is, I talk to her constantly. I see her maybe once every 2 months. I drive to Kerrville, and it's about 4 hours away. She's doing well. She grieves for her children. The holidays and birthdays are difficult for her. Every day is difficult. But she has some very caring people that surround her, and I long ago with Andrea crossed the professional line, and she's my surrogate daughter, if you will.
Wow. Does she understand her actions now? Does she know that she did it? Does she remember doing it? Does she still justify it? What is her talk about the children now in regard to their death?
Yeah, in regards to the deaths, we just don't get into that. In regards to their lives, we get into that a lot.
Oh, I see.
She has videos of birthday parties, holidays, when the kids are happy, and she looks at those videos and will laugh at something that funny that Noah or John or Paul or Luke will do. She obviously realizes what happened. She is extremely remorseful, but she also has accepted, and I really applaud this, the fact that there were six victims that day, five children, and Andrea herself, and the real culprit was mental illness, and she's accepted that. She knows that had she not been mentally ill, this would never have occurred.
Right, but for the mental illness, and in my opinion, my own personal opinion, but for the drugs, too. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you also is that the expert witness in the prosecution, I have understood in Andrea's second case, Dr. Michael Wellner, that he was paid $250,000, the prosecution. And in the defense, the expert witness was paid about $10,000. Can you confirm or deny that?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how much Wilner was paid. It was a substantial amount. And I can certainly confirm that, you know, we had a number of experts that testified for us. Bill Resnick out of Cleveland, Case Western, is just a powerful, powerful forensic psychiatrist. Lucy Purrier is just superb in the area of women's mental health. She testified, and but that's the ballpark. No question about it. I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but you're right on when it comes to the approximate amount of monies these people received.
Well, having been an expert witness for 30 years and talked to many physicians, I've never seen anything even come close to that. And certainly nurses didn't make that kind in expert witness cases. However, I would also have to add, knowing Harris County, I guess your department, your DA's office is quite wealthy there to be able to hire an expert for $250,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, they much of the funds go into the asset forfeiture bank account, if you will. These are funds that are confiscated as a result of drug bust and things of that fashion.
Well, you know, I would also have to ask.
I'm sorry.
No, is there any possibility here that pharmaceuticals could have participated in this? Pharmaceutical companies.
I will tell you that before the first trial, I wrote to every major pharmaceutical company that dispensed so-called anti mental illness narcotics. And I asked those companies to send a representative or at least communicate with me concerning the impact and effect that certain narcotics would have on a person's activity, physical activity, out of and I'm saying numerous letters since certified. I received one response, and the response was, "Well, thanks, but no thanks."
Wow.
I will also tell you that during the course of my representation of Andrea, there was a young man, you may recall this, that went into his grandparents' house and killed his grandparents.
Yes, yes,
and it was found that he was on, I don't want to misquote this, but, and I won't admit so long ago, he was on a narcotic. I ran the website up of the company that produced the medication and was astounded to see on their website, and I'm sure it's still there, a disclaimer: we don't know how this works, but it works. And the disclaimer also said it may lead to children taking the lives of others. And I'm paraphrasing that, but it's stunning that not only do they not know how it operates, but they come out with this particular disclaimer. And this kid was on that medication.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, there's a reason they call, in the military, they now call Seroquel, Seroquel. And there's a reason that happens. I'd like to open up the phone lines. If there are those of you that have some legal questions regarding the case, if you would like to ask that of George Parnum, the phone number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. 6923 if you have a question or comment for George Parham. So today, as it stands, she will spend life in this facility or incarcerated for a lifetime. Is that correct? Any chance of parole or anything to mitigate the situation?
Yes, she comes up for review every year. Kerrville is her home. That's where her friends are. That's where her non-family resides. It's a non-institutionalized hospital. As I said, there's no razor wire. There's no armed guards. It's a hospital, but it's a mental hospital. And every year she comes up for review. She has not protested a continuing stay at that hospital. It is within the realm of feasibility that at some point in time she decides to protest. Then we have a hearing in front of a judge with certain issues determined by a jury to determine whether or not she is it's appropriate for her to be released outpatient. Andrea is just wary of everything that the public might hold for her.
I'm sure she's gotten her share of hate mail and probably negative things that she's had to deal with more than we can even conceive of.
Absolutely. But fortunately, her mail is screened, and I appreciate that very much. So
we try
to eliminate as many of those negative aspects from her daily existence as possible.
I know. It's bad enough doing a radio show. I wish I had somebody to do that for me, too. It gets a little hairy sometimes. I want to ask you a quick, while we're waiting for the phone calls, if anybody does have a legal question, 855-995-6923, I'd like to ask you, with respect to being a criminal defense attorney, I know I'm going to change this to another whole subject, and I don't want to broadside you with this, but or blindside you with this, but on this Boston Marathon trial, the attorney that is dealing with this Boston bomber is very high profile also. Well, she isn't, but the cases she's had, it appears as though, according to my opinion, or according to a lot of people I've talked to, she has been fed some high profile cases. Not only are you aware that she's not only done the Boston bomber, but she did, the guy who, back in Harvard, did some bombings. I'm trying to think of, no, not McVeigh. No, but she has also been a high-profile attorney for Jared Lee Loeffner in the case in Arizona. And then she walks into court and says, we're not going to question the issue of guilty or innocent. We know he is guilty. Now, how many times have you walked into a court and, as a defense attorney, started off with that comment, sir?
Well, you know, I don't want to question her tactic because obviously she's been successful and she's much closer to that scenario than I. I think under certain circumstances that where the evidence is overwhelming, and sometimes it will benefit for punishment purposes. A defendant to basically admit in a remorseful manner his or her activities.
Yeah, but he pled guilty.
He
pled innocent. He pled innocent.
Sorry?
He pled innocent. The client pled innocent, and he was not allowed to. She went in with that statement. I was just going to tell you, Ted Kaczynski, the Atlanta bomber, of course, Zarniev in Boston, Susan Smith trial, Buford Furrow, the Aryan Nations case, Los Angeles Jewish Community Center, Zacharias Massawi, she handled that case. Again, Jared Lee Lofton. I mean, that's just, how does one low whatever sort of ranking San Diego attorney get all those whole high profile cases? And every one of them, all she did was just get them off of the death penalty, and that's all she did. I mean, it just looks very suspicious to me. Am I wrong in that?
No, I would. You probably heard the siren out there, and I guess I missed some of that commentary. But you go into these things with the, for instance, if you plead insanity, you basically you're in a situation where you are admitting the act, but you're not admitting the mental culpability behind that act. All right.
Okay, we got to go to a break. I am so sorry. I'm sorry this is chopped up like this. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with our guest today, George Parnum. We got phone calls from you all. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Final segment. segment of the Power Hour today. Thank you all for joining us. Dr. Ted Brower will be on the show tomorrow hosting for you. I will be off the air, and I thank him for doing so. We're talking to George Parnum. He is an attorney, defense attorney in Houston. He represented Andrea Yates and giving us an update on Andrea Yates, and I appreciate that very, very much, George. Sometimes, you know, in our we never hear what happens on some of these cases, and it really does help for you to come on and share with us. We're calling this the Whatever Happened To series, and we like to follow up on these cases. We've got some callers for you right now, but before we do that, because we're going to go up to the top of the hour with this, anything you'd like to add about Andrea or anything regarding mental illness before we move to the callers?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit of both. You know, mental illness is real as a physical impairment. Just because we don't have an X-ray of a mental illness mind impacted by mental illness and the thought processes that go into a decision by a mentally ill individual. We have X-rays, for instance, of broken legs. I'm hoping that somewhere down the road we're going to be able to show, for instance, and in my world, to a jury what happens to an individual's thought process when that person is mentally ill, depending on the mental illness. And I would hope that our laws to include how the finances are distributed for mental illness and the treatment of, yes, of individuals who are mentally ill, I hope that that improves by way of, yes, the state legislature. Texas is way down the list among the states that per capita have monies devoted to people who are mentally ill.
Right. Very good. I appreciate your saying that. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What is on your mind? What question for Mr. George Parnum do you have?
We have to consider outside forces. You know, listening to him, I just thought of that old movie Gaslight, where the husband was trying to drive Ingrid Bergman crazy by, you know, making her think she was crazy. The thing is, the whole chemical imbalance thing that the pharmaceutical company loves to use puts all the blame on that person, which keeps us from addressing outside social issues of somebody feeling overwhelmed, trapped, exploited, abused. You know, women in this situation years ago, growing up in Catholic country, what they would do is wink, wink, because the woman maybe had about 8 kids, and she was about ready to crack. The doctor, to keep the husband from having to raise 8 kids and take care of a crazy wife, would go, oh, you need a hysterectomy, okay, mm-hmm, to bail them out of where they wouldn't get in trouble with the church. So the thing is, I see this same thing going on with the LDS polygamists and the quiverful Protestants and stuff. Some people can handle it, but some can't. And there were a lot of signs that she was at her limit. To me, her husband pushed her, and it's amazing that he gets off scot-free on this.
Okay, thank you, Renee, for the phone call. Do you think that he had any percentage of involvement in this case? Just a quick yes or no, George Parnum.
No question. Choices were made by him that impacted her her lifestyle. Pregnant 6 times in 7 years, wow, of marriage, living in a bus.
Wow.
All she did was conceive and dirty diapers.
Oh, my goodness. Hey,
you know,
George, and George Parnum has 5 children also, so I know this is close to home for him also. George, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your coming on the Power Hour. You've done a great justice for Andrea Yates and the children. Thank you so very much. You have a blessed day. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We love you with the Power Hour. It's all about the truth. Let's keep searching and let's find it. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.